Bonnie Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dusk Live with your boy, Ceddy J, my girl, Nate Seduction. About to check in a moment. Nicole, my co-host, is with the Moses. And today, man, is a very, very special show. It is the 11th anniversary of Life After Dusk Live. Yes, it's the 11th anniversary celebration, baby. Thank you. 11 years ago, got this crazy idea to start this show, and man, just haven't looked back since, man. There's just been some bumps in the road throughout the time, but nonetheless, we still making sure that we continue to bring you a show where, you know, we talk to people that's from different walks of life, different parts of the entertainment field, even doctors. The list goes on. We bring this show to you, give you a different approach on just different topics. And, you know, a lot of times me and they agree, sometimes me and they disagree. But that's what makes the show so great. And so, you know, 11 years of doing it is just interesting, man. So, throughout the show, we will be taking calls. You'll also be doing some of our regular segments, doing special anniversary versions of them, Crickets of the Week, Seduction 101, and there's a new one we got called Reminisce. That's a very special segment for this show in particular. It will allow you to know when we're talking over as far as what some of our memories are from the show throughout the years and whatnot. So, definitely glad you guys are able to be a part of it. If you ever miss any part of the show, because sometimes I know you can jump in for a little bit, catch it, and you want to be able to catch some more later on. No, you can always listen to all the shows on our various streams. You can go to it on iTunes, on the Apple Podcast, on iTunes. You can go to it on blogtalkradio.com. You can go to it on Stitcher, you can go to it on Spotify, you can go to it on TuneIn, iHeartRadio. I could be here all day naming streams, but as you see, as you have figured out, we're everywhere, pretty much every major platform. So definitely keep supporting us, because the fact you guys support us is why we're the situation we're in now. Because you guys support the hell out of us, so we appreciate it, and we don't take it lightly. We make sure that every show that we do, we try to give our best every show. So I hope we continue, you know, for years to come, to continue to prove that that's what we do, man. The show's not just about us. The listeners that listen, that, you know, you guys provide so much great feedback and such a huge intricate part of the show. Whether you call in, send in your messages about the different episodes, heck, just showing love and sharing it with your friends. However you have been an active part of it, we appreciate you so much. And, you know, we don't take that lightly. Like, we don't just look at it as if it's nothing. Every person that shares it, we very much so cherish it, because I don't care what anyone can say. Yeah, you can listen to yourself talk all day, but if you don't have listeners supporting you, then, you know, it's just not as fun. So that's one thing I would say is throughout the show, I will give some of my personal tips to those right there who are doing podcasts now, especially during this time, because, you know, a lot of podcasts are popping up during this quarantine period. So, definitely, you know, we'll be doing a lot of that, but When we're going to come back, we go to a song break, and then we'll be back here on Life That Does Live with your boy, Seti J.
Baby, he's the reason for the way you feeling. I know what you need and you can get it on, but
yeah.
I ain't like the others, so you're gonna discover it's that type of loving that can change your life. Ooh, I got all the time in the world, no expectations at all. I just want what's best with you, girl. Believe that headache, babe. I'm just tired of now. You don't deserve your time, but I'm on the bench a while. Let me do your better.
And you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Bonnie Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
All right, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to Life of the Dust Live with your boy, City J, and my co-host with the most is my girl, Nate Seduction. What's up, Nate?
What's up?
Oh, man, it is, do you know what today is? It's our anniversary, okay? We talking that shit all so long, you know what I'm saying? Nate, you survive another anniversary with me. How does it feel?
It feels great.
And let's see, I have another segment besides Crickets of the Week and Seduction 101 today. It's called Reminisce. Reminisce will be during all these different memories of the show in today's or throughout the years. I'm definitely gonna be covering a lot of stuff that's happened over the past. Since the past anniversary, so I'll be talking about a lot of memories from that. But before I do that, Nate, before we get into anything, I got to tell everyone we will be taking calls all day, so if you want to show us some love, you call in 347-202-0389 and we'll answer it. Don't be like that dude from last week that called in here and he was damn near trying to jack off on the goddamn line. We ain't having that shit. I'm just letting y'all know. And oh, darn, I just lost my calls. Well, that was Dominic called in. Appreciate you, Dominic, for calling into the show. Let me tell y'all. Nay, this is an anniversary show that is definitely special than any other show we've had for an anniversary show because we are all being forced to stay in the house. So, Nay, how have you been doing during this quarantine period?
I'm doing fine. Just another day. This was this.
I know, but I want to get to it, man. You know, they making me miss out some of my money. I don't like it. Thank God I can work from home for a day job. Because if it was a boy, I'd be telling you, if that wasn't the case, man, I'd really be pulling my hair out. I'm already wanting to now. Because I'm like, I need my money still. I need my money happening. So, thank God in a situation like that. Nonetheless, so we'll do Crickets of the Week again, and Stuck's Room won't be later on the show. But Reminisce would be kind of like a segment just trying to do it throughout this entire celebration. So I'm going to go back in time because, you know, I like to kind of remember some of the great interviews that we've had throughout this time. So there's one moment I want to go back in time to is during this this last year of doing the show. We went on our second meet and greet trip at Atlanta and kind of going back in time on that. I'm going to let you take the reins, Nate, like kind of speaking on like your memories of, you know, hanging out in Atlanta or whatnot. You know, some people that have listened, that do listen to our show pretty much every darn episode, we're going to jump back into memory lane for people. So kind of like talk about the perspective and what happened in Atlanta during last year's trip.
I mean, Atlanta was cool. It was good vibes. We went to a couple spots. We lounged. It was by Friday night. It was turn.
They was turned.
Then we went to... I forgot the name of the other place. It started with an M. It's something.
It was Mentioning Line.
Yeah, Mentioning Lane. So Mentioning Lane was real lit. Of course, it'd be a crowd out. Good vibes, dancing, cameras out, of course. VIP was cool. It was definitely a vibe. Atlanta always vibe. Said he, you know, was up in there doing his thing, dancing and stuff like that.
I'm going to jump back in time on you for that. So, because I'm calling Nay out. So, you know when Nay turn about to turn up? Because Nay kicked them shit. Y'all, on the Friday night, Sweet Lounge or whatnot, Nay kicked them shoes off. She meant business. You got those shoes, you kicked those shoes off. You was like, hey, I'm about to go in. And you was hyping up one girl. She can't really dance, but Nate just that's just the energy we bring when we go somewhere. I don't care if you can't dance like nobody's. As they say, the phrase goes, dance like nobody is watching. So dance like nobody's watching, man. When you think that way, you don't have to worry about what other people have to say about you. You enjoy yourself. So I'm about to say, yeah, Nate. It was lit, definitely. And then, of course, like, but I was lit at both spots. But I think personally, so I think it was like this: you were more lit Friday night, and I was more lit Saturday night. What do you think? You agree with that statement?
Yeah, I think Saturday night I was a bit just, I wasn't that much turned up, you know.
Part of it was, too, because you kind of said it, too, on that Saturday. You were kind of still, like, recovering from Saturday, from Friday. Because Friday, you was like, hey, I'm ready to go, bro. I'm ready to go in. And I was excited, Nate, because you remember remember the trip from the year before where man got there late, so I'm like, man, I'm trying to get things done last minute. I ain't really got time to do nothing. And so my time was like, oh man, how could I maximize my time? And I definitely have to say I enjoyed myself. Every time Nate has invited me thus far, I have enjoyed myself. Remember those good old times when people were allowed to go to the club and all that? Goodness, it felt like it was just yesterday when people were allowed to go out to the club. Now we're, you know, you barely can go to the store. Mm-mm-mm. They take it with the weight. Because this cuts out, because for people that like everyone likes to make these memes and try to cover for the people that go to clubs, but y'all little people that y'all love to go eat out, the rest, y'all alternative say, I don't go to the club, I eat at the restaurant, or I go to the movies or boat. Everybody shut down. So you can't do nothing. I don't care if you're a person, you don't really do the club thing, you go. Everybody should. So whatever form of entertainment you like to do, it's shut down. So can't nobody hate on another one. This entire experience is humbling the hell out of everybody. But yeah, goodness. Another memory I didn't talk about. It's been so much has happened over this past season. I mean, excuse me, over this year. So there was one episode we had a mother and son on here. It was on the Hoffmans, and that was a dope show. I'll tell you why personally. My personal opinion why this show was, I love the fact that it was showing this dynamic of this mother and son team really coming together, and both, you know, kind of bringing both of their strengths together to put together such a great platform. Yeah, one on one hand, they came for more of the for being a teacher, and so she and being an English teacher to be even more exact, and using that power for to actually, you know, help write the books they wrote. But then also you get the son is more from a commerce design background. He put that power together. Those two powers of girl, you can go, bam. It's like a Big Bang Theory, baby. So I appreciate that. That was a dope episode because they had a lot of fun. And let me make sure, I know some people, you know, I'm going to address this elephant in the room because over 11 years, I still have to chin check people every now and then. And that's to remind people, this ain't a show just for black people. This ain't a show just for white people. This ain't a show just for Hispanics. I go down the list. It is a show for everybody. And whoever comes to the show, that's who comes to the show. And the thing about that brother and son duo, they enjoy themselves. And they were not African American. So it is go to show. And they, and let me make this clear too, because sometimes people get this misconstrued. See, those guests reached out to me to be in the show. So therefore, they already, you know, they did their due diligence on knowing about the show when they got on here. So it just goes to show to people, don't limit yourself to your demographic, you know, as far as don't limit yourself to what your race is, don't limit yourself by age, don't limit yourself by what location you're in. Yes, those numbers matter, but the moment you continue to limit yourself instead of just putting out a good product, that's when you don't really allow yourself room to be able to adapt and kind of just play around with different ideas. So I'd say that's a tip for everyone that's doing podcasts out here. Make sure that you are open-minded and willing for change and different approaches of how you're doing. Because if you get into this mindset of where you are know-it-all, you don't allow people to kind of give great suggestions, that's on you. You can be stagnant and not. That's really what helps you grow. There was another one, another great one I had. So I had my boy Sean, you know, shout out to my boy Sean. And he's dope, man. My boy Sean was dope as hell. He was managing pinups, and then he actually manages the sister spot, which is Elegance Cabaret. That was a dope interview because we had a whole thing about Strip Club Chronicles where we pretty much dispelled everything about some stuff going to the strip club, and we gave it to you unfiltered, none of that cotton candy nonsense. We told you exactly what it was, and you couldn't run around and go, oh, well, you know, how was it? Are they going to really talk about what happened? And really, we went in about everything from both how things go on the manager side to how things are on the talent side of thinking. And definitely, I have to say, like, it's one of my favorite episodes we've done because, you know, a lot of times people kind of are afraid to talk about anything. They make it seem like talking about sex is just a very casual conversation, you know, and being very unfiltered about it is taboo. We don't do taboo over here at Life That Does Live. Not in the 11 years we've done it. We ain't doing taboo. So appreciate my boy Sean for that one. Another one that was dope. It's so many. So many. Eris, my girl Eris. So Eris, she is actually at the time, she was still known as the owner of Royal Vanity Customs. And now is evolved into what is now known as Gallery Royals. And we talked about a lot of stuff from both about the design world to the strip club world as well. And we also talked about, you know, the difference between all the different poly relationships, polyamorous, or polygamy, list goes on. We talked about all those different things. And yeah, it was really another great open show where it wasn't nobody just running around chastising people or how their lifestyle is. So appreciate that too, Eris, for definitely, you know, opening your heart and allowing us in to be able to talk about all those different things. My voice, we also, during this year, we had Stevie Mack, my boy Stevie Mack, who's a comedian who's been on the show before. He came through, me and him was clowning. We were doing some of our impressions that we do, our characters that we made up. We were doing that. And, yeah, man, there's a lot of other great shows. We even had something major sad, man, you know, which was my girl Sharon Grace. And that's what we were talking about, breast implant. I was messing with the eye infection. And so basically she was talking about, you know, some of the journey she had to go through as far as, oh, what happened when, you know, certain chemical reactions going on due to her breast implants. And the thing is, you know, she had to get it removed, and just how much other things that led to with health. Because right now, that's a perfect segue of dealing with everything going to coronavirus. Coronavirus attacks you on so many different levels, but with your health. So did BII as far as I heard, and so many others. It leads to so many health concerns when it happens. And people can do all these symptoms and they're not really realizing what the true cause of it is. Is being, oh, this is just happening because this is just happening. And she's like healthy as Lord knows what. So it can attack anybody. But yeah, so we're going to go to another song break. We come back, we're going to go into Crickets of the Week and Seduction 101. Reminder, if you want to call in, dial 347-202-0389. Call, hang on, we're gonna come to you. I promise you. If I talk to you in the green room, tell you, acknowledge you, that means you're good. Hang in there. Say what you gotta say, we can bring you on the line. All right, y'all. We'll be back right here on Life That Does Live. Your boy Teddy J and your girl, Nate Seduction.
Come on, I'm thought a mother's kind of love was supposed to be from heaven above. The day you left this world, much to my surprise, the love I wanted from you inside, you denied. And you're the reason why I dedicate my life. You came into my life, gave me love from above.
Makes me want to sing,
da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Doesn't matter what they say, cause you stayed. And all that we've been through, your love has brought us through. It doesn't matter what they say, cause she stays. I deserve, I deserve to be. Recognize that you gave me your love, all the love we shared. I dedicate, I appreciate you every way, every day you stay. I deserve, I deserve to be. It doesn't matter whether you're woman, man, or child. It doesn't matter whether you're straight or gay. We're all God's creatures. I deserve.
Welcome back to Life at the Dust Live with your boy Sunny J, your girl Nate Seduction, for the 11th anniversary edition of the show. I had to play that song. Oh man, leading into Crickets of the Week, that had to be a song that had to be played. Oh man, that is one of the funniest moments of all the shows over the years. Is every time I reach my back pocket and play that song, people not expecting me to play it. Like, where the hell did you blow the dust off of this song? It's a classic, man. It is a classic. Okay, so Nate, you know I was gonna do this to her because that's what I like to do. I audible her at any moment. So, Nate, what do you have for Seduction 101? Nate?
Hey, what you got for Seduction 101 today?
So, Production 101. I just want to speak on, y'all know this whole coronavirus going on. So, if y'all go quarantine and chill, we'll see a whole bunch of quarantine and chill shit going on.
Oh.
For real. So, the first quarantine day, I was, you know, chilling, whatever, working from home, and you know, this dude I used to deal with decided to come over. I told that nigga, like, your dick probably got come on. Your dick probably got come on the first. No, for real, though. Not for real. Y'all got to be safe out here. So, like, when y'all have a good feel, make sure y'all, the person is actually using good sanitation as far as washing their hands and stuff like that, because it can be passed on to the next person, like, through sexual ways and stuff like that. And, like, a lot of people not really taking the whole stuff serious as far as, like, the different states have their stay-at-home order. I'm seeing a lot of people just out and about, chilling at parks and stuff like that. So if y'all don't take it serious, like, how y'all supposed to do on do what these people is asking y'all to do as far as don't go nowhere, like, but to work and to, like, get groceries or whatever the case may be. If y'all don't take this so serious, this shit can go on for months. Like, for months. So the best thing for y'all to do, honestly, right now is to just do what they're saying as far as stay at home, don't go nowhere, but to the grocery store. Y'all out here being hard-headed and don't want to listen. But then, like, when they try to start doing this curfew and shit, okay, Atlanta is on a 9 o'clock curfew. And if you're caught out, like, and you're not going to grocery store, stuff like that, whatever, you're not an essential worker, as they may say, then you're fined $175. $175 that could have been in your pocket, but now you gotta pay $175 because you don't want to listen. And we, you know, understand that it's warm out or whatever like that. The weather's breaking and stuff like that. People don't want to stay in the house, whatever. They got kids. They want some kids to be out and stuff, but it's like, it's serious to the point where they are forcing people to stay at home. So, if y'all don't want this shit to go on and on, like, if y'all want to be able to have a summer this year, the best thing is to do is to be in the house until this shit blow over.
I know they better cut it out before they have a hot girl quarantine instead of a hot girl summer.
Why? Like, I don't, like, these people is really outside and stuff, like, in Chicago, outside chilling at the lake or whatever like that. Outside in Atlanta, just chilling. In Indianapolis, just chilling, going outside. Like, go in the house. Like, just listen to what these people saying. It's a stay-at-home order for a reason. Because they're trying to get the
coronavirus. It's a stay-at-home order because we so goddamn hard-headed.
Like, being hard-headed, just stay at home, like, relax, read a book or something, like, damn.
Because, like, since they started this whole stay-at-home order, if you decided to still be reckless, then you were just effing. I don't know what kind of thought process you're on. You're on a whole nother level. I don't want to be on. Just, you know, you really also YOLO. I guess I ain't say you can't live your life, but you gotta be a little smarter. Cause now it's like everyone's collective amount of activity is what's gonna continue to start this. And
this whole
I need y'all to hurry up.
me and Nate would go celebrate our anniversaries in our respective cities and turn up. We can't do that if y'all don't sit the hell still so they can calm this stuff down.
Exactly. That's all I'm saying. Like, it's okay. Like, someone has to live, you know, want to live a normal everyday life like you were living before. But if y'all don't listen and stay at home, this shit can go on until August, September. Like,
well, it better not. It better, nay. I'll let you know. It better not. Virgo, so you better stay far the hell away from Virgo season, baby. Stay away from it.
And all I'm going to say is, like, Boosie keep going live because he ain't got shit else to do, okay, which is cool. But then you got these bitches showing they pussy on fucking Instagram live for $50. Like, first of all, y'all females is really out here degrading yourselves for $50, showing y'all pussy and showing y'all titties on Instagram live for Boosie. Like, it's never that serious to degrade yourself. Then he got bitches on live eating each other pussy. Like, that's trifling as fuck. I will never degrade myself eating another girl pussy on fucking celebrity live because he's telling me he goes paying some money for doing this shit. Like, the internet will come back to haunt you. You have to be careful what you do on the internet because it's there forever. Yes, somebody may delete it, may get deleted, but they should research it because just how some it got deleted, but during that time, somebody recorded that shit and now it's still out there for other people to see.
Yeah, because you don't have any control. Like you said, you don't have any control. Like, if you go to somebody else live or whatnot, like, you don't have any control. Like, if you have, like, a private site and stuff like that, that's cool because you have control over it to an extent. But just going reckless on somebody else, make sure you got control over it. Have fun on your own page.
Exactly.
Don't let these people just tell you. Because the thing is, I'm gonna tell you, because people always like to go in on people that's in the entertainment industry. But let me let y'all know something right now. Ain't no girl, and the other place I work, you just give them $50. They're gonna do all the stuff that y'all just saw on there. It's gonna be way. If they do that, it's gonna be way more money having to come out. Shit.
They wildin' out. To me, that's just trifling. And you look like you would do anything at this point for $50 motherfucking dollars. Ain't nobody in hell. I'm about to bust my pussy wide open on motherfucking live. Eat a bitch pussy on motherfucking live for no motherfucking Boosie, no Trey Jones, no August Alsina, no Chris Brown. I don't give a fuck. I'm not about to degrade myself and my character and degrade my morals over a motherfucker that don't even really give a fuck about me in real motherfucking life. Like, you're weird. It's fucked.
Oh, I got people chatting me up at the same time, talking about, man, y'all funny, man. So many live chats doing this show. Y'all funny, man, bro. I tell y'all funny.
Then, like, y'all got a thing. Like, then y'all hot kids, and y'all kids eventually run across that same motherfucking live you were showing your pussy and eating pussy on motherfucking Instagram live, and then your kid thinks it's okay to do that for the next nigga, the next motherfucking celebrity for motherfucking $50, then you got your daughter out here showing her pussy on Instagram. Like, y'all got to understand, like, what y'all do.
Like, here's something that bugs me with this. So you mean to tell me, because this is what the main part that I've gotten throughout this time that has pissed me off. I can't stand the people that are sit around and go, oh, they hate on people that got OnlyFans pages, and then since this quarantine chill, something's had to happen, all of a sudden, everybody that was hating on people that had those pages, they got one now. Now that don't work. That don't sit well with me. Like, it's one thing. Never, like, when you speak on something, don't speak indefinite unless you're completely sure you wouldn't do it. Because a lot of people say what they won't do, and you turn your head 2 seconds later, they doing it. Don't say something you're not going to do that you're going to end up doing. It's just, I watch that all the time. Y'all be, them girls out there on OnlyFans, and then now y'all try to get on OnlyFans, and it's just hilarious. I mean, you got to be kidding me. I know personally, they would shun doing anything. Oh, I won't do it, OnlyFans. Oh, I won't. Man, get out of here. And then y'all got one. People gonna find out. And then y'all be, especially y'all be on y'all main fan pages doing it. I gotta do better than that. You gonna make sure that what you say is consistent and you stick to it, because it will come up to bite you when you talk down to somebody else. All right, before I go to the call, we do got a caller. I want to go to that caller in a second. I do have a chat message as far as we're talking about. So feedback from the, I got that take on the coronavirus is that it's not a real virus. It's more so necessarily a way to force the world to heal and while we're taking a break. And she also commented on the fact of talking about the fact that we're in an OnlyFans age. That's, you know, and it really is not, I mean, like I said, I don't have a problem with you. If you do it on your page, you have, my thing is this, people not doing so where they have control or they have paperwork and stuff that forces people to have control. Don't allow these people out here to be able to just tell you, you know, celebrities, man, especially, you know, they got money. Ain't no way to work. Man, $40? I know girls.
What the fuck is $40, $50 really about to do for you? It's not about to even pay you.
Yeah, you doing all that. I know girls in strip club that turk their ass and they barely let you touch them and make that $40, $50 and y'all talk down to them. Boy, y'all something else out here in these streets.
Yeah, y'all gotta make sure y'all get it. Her whole pussy on motherfucking Instagram Live. Another girl eating another girl pussy on motherfucking Instagram Live for booty. Y'all are wild, bro. It's never that motherfucking serious for no motherfucking celebrity for 15 minutes of motherfucking fame that's gonna go away. Like, y'all do anything for fucking clout.
If you go into the field be a porn star or whatever, and that's free promotion for you, then I'll pay you. But, you know, when people go to say, okay, I'm going to book you, they're going to remember that $40, $50 that you charge, and they're going to say, I want that same energy
when I pay you.
I want that same energy. No, shut up. I'm not repeating that. All right,
to
so
me, like, honestly, that makes females look bad, and that makes females get a bad name for themselves, and y'all wondering why men are not respecting women.
They be so quick to hate on strippers, boy. Swear, bro, I can't stand people. It just, they change the way they just, their brain work. It just don't add up. 2 + 2 got equal 4 somewhere, man. All right, so I'm going to call, because we got callers. I'm going to the first caller. Caller from Carissa. What's up, Carissa? Welcome to Life in the Dust Live, Left Anniversary Edition. What's good?
What's good? Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Woo. 11 years. 80. Turn up.
Like, remember, because we were doing something called throughout the show, reminisce. Remember, as we go back in time, I'm not fighting to go back all the way in time as far as using the show. Just go back in time. Remember, we were able to go out at some point in time, and now that has completely been shut down.
You said remember when we went out sometime and it wasn't shut down?
Remember we were able to go out and then go out in the world and turn up, and then now that privilege is gone for the moment?
I mean, yeah, that was like a week and a half ago. I guess we're part of the
problem. Oh, man. Bruh, I'm telling you. See, I am glad we did, because we know what we knew now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, bro.
That's exactly why I was so pressed to go out. I mean, granted, I mean, was it kind of serious, you know, the weekend of St. Paddy's Day? Somewhat, but it wasn't serious enough where the bars and everything wasn't shut down, because I, like many other 20-something-year-olds, decided to go out and turn up. And, you know, honestly, looking back, I don't regret it. I know it sounds like a piece of shit, but I don't regret it.
Yeah, I feel pretty good. My health is in pretty good order. I've been taking care of myself. I was washing my hands before. Because we talked about this last week on quarantine after dusk. Last week, why did we have to tell you to
wash
your hands?
You're right. That's what we were talking about. Yeah, that's exactly what we kept saying the whole time. Like, why is it that people are just now starting to find hygiene? Like, you should always carry hand sanitizer in your purse or in your car or something like that. You should always be washing your hands when you come in from the house. That's something that I learned when I was, like, a kid. Like, so I just don't understand why now all of a sudden it's a thing. Like, oh, wash your hands. It's like, no shit, Sherlock, you know? That's how I'm
looking at it. Speaking of perfect segue that you said shit. Did we all of a sudden decide that we going to start wiping our ass too?
I mean, we should have been wiping our ass. I don't know why that's a thing. Like, I haven't bought a single thing of toilet paper because I already had it. So, I don't know.
Right. I was already stocked up on it.
Yeah, I already had it.
Our people have had the same energy, had the same amount of toilet paper. We people have had the same amount of toilet paper we usually have. Ain't nobody out here for Fred and them, man. People need to sit the heck down somewhere. All of a sudden, coronavirus kick in. Now you cleaning your ass. Like, get out of here. It worries me, the people who are doing that. Because it's like, what was you doing before? I hope he was at least using baby wipes or something. Because, good Lord.
Yeah, I don't think they were wiping their ass as much. I think they were just sitting in the toilet and walking away.
Oh, people doing that. People do what I like to call that one sheet quitter. They take that one little tiny sheet and go cling cling. Because people use a cap on me and still kind of cap on me. I wipe the hell out of my ass because I like to smell good. Fuck what you heard. So I'm gonna be wiping the hell out. I was wiping the hell out of my ass pre-corona. Guess what I'm doing now? Still wiping my ass.
I like to use water, but that's neither here nor there. I like to use water
I could get into a whole other conversation about wiping your ass, but I want to jump because it's interesting. You came in during the anniversary show, going back in time with you. You were on an episode where it was crazy. It was another crisis that happened, and this is like in the influx of so much police brutality. Not to say that's not still happening, but in the midst of what happened, remember from the shooting that happened downtown Dallas. That guy
I was there.
And you happened to be there at that time.
Yeah. Mhm. Yeah, that was crazy. That was that was the shooting in Dallas where the black guy allegedly, I forget his name, but he was allegedly was shooting up cops.
Yeah, that was a crazy time, man. I remember that was the first time we had it in the show. That was like around the first, I met you around that time that happened, which was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So just go to show, man, how much we go back. And I appreciate you for being a person that's been supporting everything we've done, whether it's been the magazine, been the radio show, or just me as an individual.
Yeah, I mean, of course, like I appreciate all the love and support from you too. I did kind of want to chime in a little bit on, I guess, the girl. I guess she was, like, eating vagina on IG. Yeah, that's
what
Nate
was talking about, yeah.
That's the right angle.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. For $50, like, for $50.
No way in hell I'm about to do all this number for $50.
$50,
$50 can't even pay one of my motherfucking bills. Get the fuck out of
here. That's what I'm saying. That's less than getting your nails done. Like, what? I don't understand what her thought process was on that. That's too much.
$50,
like,
asshole.
$50, seriously.
And that's
like,
why I'm about
you know,
to start calling these bitches. $50, do anything for $50. So it's like
seriously. Seriously, it's way too much. And I think, Sadie, you make a good point about dancers because, you know, I actually was a dancer for a couple years, and it's just so crazy how society and particularly, like, other women, they look down on dancers, but then they do that same shit because then I go to the club, they over here throwing their ass back. And sometimes I see guys throwing ones at them, and they're like, hey, turn up. But then, like, if the girl is a stripper, then they're like, oh, she has no morals. She has no values. She does. It's like,
exactly.
Bro,
now it's the same hoes on Instagram Live throwing they pussy, and
right.
Even pussy on Instagram Live
right.
With little Boosie.
Exactly.
For Boosie, though, and he ugly as hell. Who is Boosie? Boosie ain't no motherfucking body. What the fuck?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I totally agree. And the crazy thing is like strippers, at least when I was dancing, I wasn't doing half that shit for no $50. Like, no. They wouldn't even be
$50, baby.
They wouldn't even be
more than a shit. I
started
taking
$100. They had to pay me $100 just to even look at it. So the fact that they're just eating for $50, like, I'm just keeping it all the way 100. Like, I'm just keeping it 100.
That's what we do on the show. We just talk about that. We don't do that Sesame Street shit. Talk about it. Like, talk about the real.
Like, that's not even touching, just with your eyeball, just looking at it. Like, that's 100 off the grip. And then, like, so I just, that's just crazy to me how they're over here eating another lady out. You know, I don't know if that's their thing. Hey, you know, if it is, it is. But
don't be doing that shit on live for Boosie. Then everybody in the motherfucking world can see it. Thousands of people can see it. So now, like, bitch, you're trifling. Ain't no nigga gonna take you serious. You doing all this shit on Instagram live for Boosie. A motherfucker that don't even know you, he's gonna forget about you the next day. He's
not
even
popping.
To as a piece
of
meat.
Exactly. He's not even popping right now on top of that. Like,
I mean, he's popping. Don't get me wrong.
Nah, he's popping
because
he's just, I like his ass.
He's not the type of nigga
like
that I'm about to do all that. Like, that ain't even your nigga. He go forget about you the next day. You don't mean shit to him. He
right.
don't really give a fuck about you in real motherfucking life.
Right.
Come on now.
We got to do better as a society because, like, that just makes
well,
us all look bad when people are doing shit like that.
They make women look bad and tacky.
It does.
I'm about to throw another caller into the jacuzzi, into the conversation jacuzzi. What's up, Eris? Interview alumni. Hello.
I miss you for what? Michigan
is
cold. Michigan
is
cold.
I know. You need to come back. Well, since you're in the Midwest, you need to steal Nate while you're up there and bring her down with you back to Texas.
Yeah, but I was just I don't know. What should I comment in first? You know, I had to fall in.
We talked about this,
what these girls got known going on these days, because you know we talk about it frequently.
Oh yeah, we get me and you getting that message to start cutting up.
I mean, personally, like I always say, girls these days, they are all about clout. Like, money really don't matter to them, for real. Like, I mean, goals or even having the stuff that they call themselves aspiring to have is usually just for other people. So, I mean, just none of the girls these days just really have no direction. So, I mean, like, that's why you got girls on Instagram Live doing that kind of stuff. Like Baby Girl was just saying, like, bro, I come from the age, I've been in the industry 7 years. We did not have to worry about none of that. I got sugar daddies that just give you $1,200, and you don't even have to see them. Like, motherfuckers don't want to touch you. Like, hey, just, you know, I want to have conversations. I used to work in white cars. They just pay you $100 just to sit there and have a conversation with you because you can talk, and you actually have some smarts about yourself. But these days, girls only think it's about sex or, you know, appearance, and that's literally it. Like, that's why dudes treat us as such.
Right. Like, they go based off
this is like that.
We're assholes.
I always say this because I get annoyed by if we're people, like, we all, in some degree, we all are, we turn the hell up. Like, I've seen you all at some time and personally turn up. So I know, ain't no question, y'all part of turn up crew like me. But I can say this. Like, it's, I always hate the people who are quote unquote homebodies that always wanna, like, I hate this war, the people that talk down on people, us that go out and always seem like we the most reckless, when some of the most reckless people are the people that stay at home. Because the only difference is because, you know, they're not out and about. Nobody
because
really knows
they don't
what
have
doing.
The confidence to do so. Because they don't have the confidence to do so. That's all that is.
They be jealous of your confidence. We go out, we turn up, we make it happen, and then we keep it moving. Those people that be behind the scenes, and they be doing 10 times so. But again, because they're not out and about, you know, people can't really say that. Like, it'd be the worst people, bro, are the people
it's
that
like
always talk
behind doors.
Right.
Hey, I'm telling you, I haven't seen it. Because they'd be like, oh, y'all did that. And they'd be, man, y'all, get your life together. All right, so I got a question for y'all. I'm throwing us at you too, man. After all this, what's the first? I want to give you a top three. And I don't want none of this simple world peace type of answers. I want some fun answers. What's the first three things you want to do after all this quarantine nonsense? I'm gonna save my co-host for last, so I'm gonna go to you first, Eris.
Three things after this quarantine is over. Well, for one, take advantage of all the procrastination and all the things that I said I wanted to do that I didn't do, or just, you know, procrastinate on time, because this quarantine really got me thinking, like, not just business, but just enjoying yourself, taking time out for yourself, going to take yourself to the spot. Like, a lot of things we take for granted that small that we was able to do that we just can't do now. Like, you can literally just do what you have to do, and that's it. So that's one of them. I don't know. I wouldn't say world peace necessarily, but because I know, like, I'm the one who commented about it, saying, like, this is a time where the world needs time to heal. And because people are so wrapped up in themselves, nobody gonna listen to you. You gotta force them away to make them do it. Because if you be like, hey, everybody, just stay indoors for 2 weeks so our earth can heal, nobody listening to that shit. They like, bitch, I'm about to go to a motherfucking bar. I'm about to motherfucking go on this plane, even though it ain't nothing necessarily. I'm just polluting the air for no reason. Like, I'm littering like a motherfucker, hitting animals, don't give a shit. Like, ain't nobody about to listen to that. So I feel like this time really made people go out and be more, you know, into nature. That's another thing that I want to do, get more involved in nature. Like, I've been looking about, you know, walking more and just appreciating it, because, I don't know, it's just a lot of things you took for granted pre-quarantine that got, you should, like, I feel like this is what everybody should be doing in this time and not thinking of it as torture. Like, really see what had your pants down this time around, like, as far as your business and your life. If you going stir crazy because you're trying to figure out finances, why is your finances not where they're supposed to be? It should just really be a time of reflection and prep. So, you know, I don't know. That's just my opinion and the three things that I've been, or the things that I've been looking at from post-quarantine and pre-quarantine, so.
That's what's up. I appreciate Eric. And yes, as I know one thing, ma'am. We need to go piss off sweet hotel one good time.
I just say coming to Dallas is a, back to Dallas is another thing on my to do list after quarantine.
We need to go piss off sweet hotel and make that. Hopefully she ain't working there at the time. Cause, man, RoboCop. That's the inside. I don't want to relive that thought process. Okay, Clarissa, what are the three things you want to do?
I want to travel. I want to probably go back home for a little bit. Home for me is in Philly, so I want to go and see my family and stuff like that. I want to probably go to a fitness studio because that was something that I did. And then I just want to get out and, I don't know, go party again. I miss turning up.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, I'm a keep 100. Like I do, like I miss that club scene a little bit. Not that I went to the club all the time cause I got a kid, but I just miss going and having that option. Just knowing that I have certain options. Like I miss that idea of knowing, hey, if I go do this, I can. Versus now that I know that I definitely cannot. I don't like that. So that's what I'm looking forward to. And hopefully, like Eric said, the world did need time to heal. So I'm glad that, like, low-key, I'm kind of glad that this shit happened so that way people can start taking global warming seriously. So
they left a little bit more time to party. Hell.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But...
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. I'll have an Earth party. I'm gonna go to an Earth club.
we gonna see who, because y'all got the queens of driving the boat on here. We gonna see who drives the boat more after all this is said.
Yeah, I mean that's pretty much the gist of it. Like I just wanna be outside. Like when next human I see that I don't know, I'm probably going to give them a high five just because I haven't done that.
Being restricted from other human activity, you appreciate it more. Like, hey, how you doing? Been
exactly.
For a month.
Yeah.
I'm an extrovert, so you got to understand, I'm going crazy.
Yeah. I'm going to go off. I'm going to be talking to everybody, slapping a few people on the ass, giving them a high five, and just keeping moving. It's like, I'm just driving me crazy.
I miss people. So happy to see you.
I know. Like, person, just come here. Person, I don't even know you, but hey, let's get to know each other. Like, I think people are going to be kinder, too. That's for sure.
Some people, they're going to be a temporary film. They're going to be kind, and they're going to be right back to being an asshole.
Yeah, I mean, probably, but at least we'll have that moment.
Yeah, at least they had that. At least they had that great. You know what? I can honestly say for the most part, that Saturday, everybody was just like enjoying. It's like we all just knew without knowing that was going to be the last time everybody could enjoy themselves so far. And everybody was just having a good time.
Totally agree. Everybody, the vibe was right. Everybody was smiling, chilling. Yeah, I think everybody knew, low-key, because I felt deep down, I was like, this is going to be the last time I go out for a while. So,
I felt it, too. I mean, because you know me for the work on weekends, all that. So it was cool. It was cool to do that. But even working on the weekends, I miss it, man. I miss my Pendus family, man. So, like, even though I'm like, man, it'd be work sometimes. It's a place where I have fun working, and so it's great. Like just like seeing everybody, it is like it's great putting like just you'll realize how much you impact people until you're not able to impact them in person anymore. Because it's cool like seeing some of the people that come all the time, seeing some of the workers talking to them. You know how you doing? Make sure you good. Bam, bam, bam. It's really hard because I know so many, everybody is just going through so much And I just can't wait for everybody just, because what made me so mad right when this whole shutdown club business happened, we were getting ready to celebrate two of the managers' birthdays, because the birthdays are during the same week, and we were getting ready to do a whole black masquerade party for their birthday and couldn't do it. I mean, that was a big mark for me. It really fucking pissed me off and just hurt me. So, yeah. I'm gonna throw it to Nate. Nate, what's three things you do when you get to this quarantine chill business over?
Okay, first and foremost, after this quarantine is over, I am gonna go to church. I've always been a spiritual person. I don't call myself a Christian, because if I call myself a Christian, I'll be a hypocrite, because I don't follow the things that Christians are supposed to do. So I, instead of saying I'm a Christian, I'm very spiritual. I have a relationship with God. God is my strength. I love him. He's the most important person in my life. He gets me through a lot of ups and downs, and he makes a way out of no way for me. So I'm going to always give praise to God first and foremost, and I'm going to go to church, and I'm going to thank God for giving me life, getting me through this whole coronavirus situation going on, because I could have been one of those people in the hospital bed fighting for my life due to the coronavirus.
I'm so grateful.
I'm blessed that I'm not one of those people that are losing my life due to the coronavirus. So first and foremost, I'm going to give thanks to God and go to church and pay my respect to my Lord and Savior. Second off, I'm going to go and visit my family in Nebraska. My mom just had a new baby on December 31st. I'm going to go see my baby brother for the first time. And third and foremost is to get back to my education.
I know you just graduated, but I know you was like, I'm going to get on to the bag some more. So I'm definitely salute you for that. I had shared this song earlier. It's interesting because, speaking of spiritual, some of the songs, gospel songs that are, it's always crazy how timeless they are. And this is one that they always sang at pretty much every freaking church I went to. Tragedies are commonplace. All kinds of diseases. Tragedies are commonplace. All kinds of diseases. People are slipping away. The economy's down. People can't get enough pay. Ask me all I can say. Like, if I even go into
words,
and
with this coronavirus, that's real words. For real.
And yet, in all that, there's some teaching, even through all that, you're still thanking God for all he's done for you.
Exactly.
First
and foremost, I'm going to thank God, because at the end of the day, God is the one giving me my strength and my health. Period.
Yeah, people don't understand, man. This is real. This is crazy, man. Like, it's not an easy thing going on right now. Because yeah, we're talking about having a healing, but it's also due to this healing. It is a hard time too, because so many things have been affected during this, and it's making you appreciate what you have. And which goes to another song, which is a gospel song, but it is a classic that I love to listen to a lot. Just be thankful for what you got. Just remember, brothers and sisters, you can still stand tall. Okay, let me stop. I'm going into a little tangent over here. But
right, but this is why I said what I said on the last show, like, to me, the coronavirus is not a big deal. This is why I said it, because I know the God that I serve. At the end of the day, I know the God that I serve, and I know God going to get us through this time. It's going to pass over. So God is just sending people down, making them reevaluate their life, like the lady said on the phone, self-reflection. It's chaotic right now. It's chaotic. There's too much stuff going on in the world. All these killings, these babies dying, these women coming up missing. God is angry. He wants to sit people down, and this was his way of sitting people down.
When you see
all the stuff that's been occurring over the last couple of years, with a lot of kids are missing, a lot of women are missing. God is sitting people down where people cannot move. So a lot of these killings and these kids can stop being killed and these kids can stop going missing. These women can stop going missing. God is sitting people down.
I feel like
everything happens for a reason.
Right. I feel like a jack in the box, like someone's winding up my little thing. And then at the moment, all this is over, I'm popping out of the goddamn box. I'm like, I'm telling you, the SETI in the box is ready to open up. It's right now that little thing is just still whining and still whining and still whining. Y'all don't want me to come out that box. I'm telling you, Swiss leaves to my three things. One. I'm definitely gonna say. I'm going to definitely check. Like, y'all think I check. This is why I always told. I was doing this anyway beforehand, but this is why I always cherish every moment with people. And that's why I don't like the whole, if you have the time to do it. Don't be on some stuff where you like, oh, we can do it another time. We can do it. And to me, I think this is where I take it from this whole entire process too, is teaching you, enjoy every moment because now we have a social distancing. Enjoy every moment that you have to be sociable with people. Don't take it for granted. And if you have the power to do so, you know, fellowship with those that you love, man, that you rock with. Fellowship with them because you never know, that privilege could be taken away just like now. The same people that you were like, oh, we can hang out another time. Who to say it's another time? And then you're going to be sitting back wondering, no, stop always being having to live in doubt of what you didn't do. So that's what I'm going to say.
And be grateful for life. A lot of people take life for granted, but you're still breathing. You still get up every day and have breath in your body. You're still able to talk. You're still able to visually see. You're still able to get up and move around, and people take those type of things for granted.
I'm telling you right now, y'all think my presence already. I'm about to be driving y'all even much more than this. I might have to take two trips this year, Linky. Me and they might do two meet and greets this year after all this going on.
Right.
Goodness, man. Goodness. We got to make up for all this. We got to raise this energy. And then it's like it's crazy because last year I didn't go on the cruise. This year I might not be able to go on a cruise, and it's not by choice. I hate it. So
right,
I'm telling you, the
right,
moment, this whole thing,
I
just taken care of on the cruise ship.
Exactly. I'm supposed to go to Mexico in July, setting to Mexico in July. See, but the motherfuckers don't stay in the house like they supposed to do, there ain't going to be no Mexico in July. Shit.
I know. I'm trying to turn up. I'm trying to live. I live my best life. But no. I'm definitely going to take advantage of just, it's really like grinding even harder and going back to, because, you know, right now we're forced. I want to say this opportunity has made it to where it's helped us strengthen how we market ourselves digitally. That's one thing I would say is a gift that came out of this. It's taught me, it's given me more time to be able to figure out how to market myself digitally and go, okay, here's do this. But after all this is said and done, I want to get out there more and get out there and do more physical in-your-face street promo again, because right now you don't have the luxury of even doing that. That's been taken away from us. So the moment it's all said and done, I want to be able to start doing more. I want to get back out there doing more events, promoting the brands and whatnot, getting back to what I do, man. And then last but not least, it's really tempting me just make sure I enjoy, like I said, just enjoy every moment of life. Don't take it, like you said, it all sucks. Don't take it for granted. Enjoy the people around you, man. You know, make time to enjoy yourself. And a great friend of mine had to get on my ass about that recently, about making sure I take time out for me. So I will definitely, I'm going to be a little more selfish. And so anything they say, new year, new me type of attitude, I'm just saying that I'm going to be a little more selfish about time as far as who I deal with. And, you know, because this time has also taught me, too, who really rocks with me. I don't know about you, Nate, but I've been learning that real quick, who really rocks with me. Because some of the people, like, it's people that are in other areas that's going out of their way to rock with me. But not, you know, it's just crazy. So that's what I want to do. Like, if you just up the street and make it hard, they make it such a hard task to do. And for me, I'm not gonna just do stuff for people anymore. I'm gonna fall back on a lot of that because during this time, I've reflected on realizing a lot of people, they mess you from a mode of convenience, and when you're no longer convenient, you're no longer a factor to them. So I'm learning that, and not that I didn't know that before, but I'm really starting to value how much that's a factor even more so now. So that's what I've been getting from this. So that's everything from that. I got one cricket of the week. And let me hit some cricket. My cricket of the week during this anniversary episode is just basically the people who are continuing to try to be rogue and cause problems with this quarantine thing. You understand that, you know, no matter how you feel, whether you feel it's a hoax or not, it's still a thing that we gotta sit still, man, so we all can enjoy ourselves. And going forward, don't just the habits you've been having to reenact and reconnect with your health, do that going forward. Make sure you wash your hands all the time. Make sure you're taking care of your hygiene. Make sure you're being courteous of giving people space. All of that.
Take your vitamins. Get the men's one of their vitamins. The ladies, get the women's one of their vitamins. They're only $8.99. Spend $9. Keep your immune system up. We got all the things you need: vitamin B, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, immune health, hair, skin, nails, heart health, calcium. Get the women's one a day. If you're the type of person that don't like taking pills, get the gummies. I got the gummy ones. Get those. It's a multivitamin. It keeps your immune system up and everything that you need as far as women's health going. Men, get the men ones. They got everything you need as far as men's health goes. The multivitamin. Get that. Take care of yourself. Drink water. Keep your spirit up. Keep your energy up. Simple.
Good. And that's the end of the day. Just summing it all up. Just as we, because the thing is, the whole point of the show is, we still gonna have a good productive show, whether this quarantine was going on or not. And it's not going to stop me from being able to recognize, observe, that we have to celebrate another year on the show. And I'm thankful. That's one that, you know, some of my things we're thankful for. I'm thankful to have been able to do it. Quick jumping into the time machine. A reminder why I ended up started doing this radio show is because of a professor in college, Molly Floyd. She was really pushing for me to be in her voice and diction class. And as I was in it, because she was telling me I had a voice, a gifted voice I could use, and I need to use it in doing voice work or in the radio medium. And so here we are, bam. And I want to thank Channing Curtis. Shout out to her. She probably was like, damn, I got a shout out today. I had to definitely show love to her too, because she was definitely a mentor while I was working for the radio station at UNT. And it was cool, man, because I was a writer, and one day some of the anchors didn't show up, so they had to have replacements on anchors. And they went to the writing room to find it, and I took on the opportunity of being an anchor for that day. And it's definitely been like one of those milestones that's changed my life since then. It made me want to go forward and do what I'm doing now. So definitely appreciate it. That's pretty much it, man. Last words you want to share?
And I cannot close out without, you know, a lot of people know me as Nay Seduction, the model and the video vixen. But a few years ago, you know, Fetty did give me the opportunity. I seen that he was like, you know, didn't have no co-host and stuff like that. And I wanted to be able to show people my personality outside of being a model and a video vixen. And Fetty gave me the opportunity to come on board and be his co-host. And we've been rocking over the past few years, going strong, and it's been great. And, you know, sometimes I'll piss Fetty off, but it's okay. I still love him. Yeah.
That's all right. And she started talking like she did at Rose Bar, and I forget everything I was mad about.
So I do want to just thank you, Fetty, for absolutely giving me this opportunity to come on board with you and doing this great momentum show.
I mean, I want to speak some final words on you. It's been a blessing to be able to grow and watch you grow over the years, and even more so, you know, it goes into more of a powerful reason of Nay was ahead of the curve of having a nonprofit organization. And, you know, a lot of stuff that she was talking about, people missing and whatnot, and those are some of the stuff that she was, that her nonprofit already was focusing on, of empowering the youth, empowering women. And definitely, like, we got to continue to raise her up. And, you know, especially if you're in an area, man, you reach out and help. Sometimes it's not always about money. Sometimes that's your help and support. You know, boots on the ground speaks volumes in itself. So if you ever in her area, just reach out to her, and if you can, you know, especially if she has events going on for it, help out, man. Like, seriously.
Absolutely, yes. The Richardson Foundation is, you know, for ages 0 into 25 years old. The reason why I say 25 is the age where a woman really finds herself. So we are here to help mentor young women into a mature woman and help them go through certain situations they've been through in the past and build up their confidence. Sometimes a woman or a teenager understand more coming from somebody that's close to their age. So I want to be able to, you know, connect with different teens and women
and young teens and help them, you know, understand life. Because life is not easy to understand. And also, in case anyone needs any type of assistance, United Way have a COVID-19 community economic relief fund. They will help with bills, rent, and food. If you all need assistance with anything in regards to that nature, you can call 1-866-211-9966 and provide them with your zip code, and they'll provide a list of local agencies to provide you with assistance.
That's what's up. Well, everybody, reminder, if you missed any parts of the show, you all can check it back out at blogtalkradio.com/SadieJ. Go to dustspot.com/dustspotradio. That's DUSKSPOT.com. And you go there, you'll be able to go to different mediums versus, you know, Apple Podcasts or iTunes. You got Stitcher, you got TuneIn, you got iHeartRadio, you got Spotify. There's no excuse to not be able to catch the show because we got you covered. So definitely support us. And we're going to continue, man. And here's to another great year going forward and many more years to come. As we roll out, we remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember where there's a J or there's a...
You, there is a way, and I know today is not Wednesday, but I'm going to say it anyway. If you don't help, please do it responsibly, put on a rubber, there's a lot of shit going on out here, just be safe.
Hide your kids, hide your wife. All right, we out, y'all. Peace.
Peace.